Church, let's pray. God, we enter into your throne room asking you to move this morning, asking that you allow us to stay in step with your Spirit, not moving too quick, but not standing by and watching, but to genuinely step into what you have for us. Lord, for the soul that's here, that's curious, that's skeptical, give them confidence of who you are. Show your face to them in a way that only you can. God, make your goodness known. God, we thank you for the work that you have already done. And we trust that you have no desire to stop working. Lord, as this message comes forward, I pray that it's you that gets the glory, that you allow me to become less, force me to become less so that you can become more. Lord, we pray for the peace of Israel. Lord, we pray for those that are unable to make it here today, whether it's because of sickness or health, that you provide them with the means to worship you. Give them a cup of cold water if that's their need. Lord, I have on my heart this morning the persecuted church across the world. Lord, give them encouragement. Give them peace. And God, of course, we say thank you for all that you do and will do and have done. Allow us to seek your face. It's in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Man, what a blessing today is. Glad that I still have my voice after all that. It's practice for going to two services in a few weeks, right? The installation of our new council members, introduction of new members that are eager to jump in here at Hope. I know that because I've gotten the chance to sit down with each one of them. But we're coming off of, what, like Katie said, an incredible Resurrection Sunday service. And with that, I was convicted this morning that I don't want to go on without saying thank you. Thank you guys for everything that you all have done and making these last 6 months such a success. And that was just peaked out this past Sunday with all the smiling faces and the hands that we shook and everything. It was just such an incredible blessing to be a part of Hope. And we saw that come to fruition last week. God is truly moving here at our church. What a blessing it is to be a part of it. So thank you. Now today, before we jump into our next series, I want to take a moment and of course celebrate what God has done through this church, as we just said, but also prepare us for what lies ahead, for what's coming. We've been able to witness God work over the course of the last 6 months, but what we also need to do is get our feet underneath us as we prepare for a change that's going to come here at Hope, the transition to two services beginning on the 21st of this month. Now, what I really want to do with this is not only help us to prepare for what is to come, but really to take our focus off of this change and the growth that we're seeing, take our focus off of that just for a moment and refocus ourselves on where this growth is coming from. And that's simple. It's coming from our Father in heaven. It's easy to idolize growth, and it's easy to make it a goal for what we do. But as I said a few months back, growth is not the goal. Growth is the outcome of fruitful ministry. Growth is not the goal, but is the outcome of fruitful ministry. People are flocking to Hope because God is being glorified through the way that each one of you is serving Him here at our church. And my friend, as this continues, we must never lose this focus, this perspective, and this purpose, that growth is not the goal, but it's the outcome of fruitful ministry. God moves amidst His people that give Him the glory. And I can say with a very clear conscience that what is happening here, that is exactly what is happening here at Hope Community Church. We are giving Him the glory, and He is providing the fruit. The less we focus on ourselves, the more that we keep our eyes locked on Him, is exactly what puts us on a trajectory to watch Him move like we have never seen Him move before. What we're about to read today is also about how God welcomes us into a deeper relationship with Him. And when we fully give in to His call on our life, we are then able to see Him work not only in our own lives, but in the lives of those around us, in our city, and beyond. So turn with me. Ezekiel chapter 47. We're going to go verses 1 through 12. Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 through 12. The title for this morning, Do You See This? Do you see this? Now, as some background before we jump into the text, Ezekiel was a priest who had been living in Jerusalem during a wave of attacks. This was an attack from Babylon. And the city of Jerusalem, at the end of this attack, was spared. But the king of Babylon, then took a wave of Israelites as prisoners into exile following this attack. So here's why this is relevant. So we have the picture, we have the context. There was attack on this city that Ezekiel lived on, and the city essentially lost the war, and the king of the attacking city then took a wave of prisoners, and Ezekiel was one of them. Here's why this is relevant. This vision was given to Ezekiel when he was in exile from his people. That's important to remember. He was away from his culture. He was away from his nation. And he was secluded from what he knew to be normal. It was in the midst of this exile, it was in the midst of this separation, that he received this vision. And as we're about to see, it's not just a vision of hope, but it's a promise of transformation that is soon to come. And we get to actually live in this today. So Ezekiel 47, let's look at verse 1 and 2 to get us started. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple. And behold, water was issuing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple south of the altar. Then he brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gate that faces toward the east. And behold, the water was trickling out on the south side. First point for this morning. Hope for the city starts with the church. Hope for the city starts with the church. So is Ezekiel, he's being walked around this temple by a man or an angel. Exactly what this guide is that is bringing Ezekiel around this tour is argued about by scholars, whether it's a man or an angel. But for the sake of the message today, because that doesn't have to do with the overall point, we're going to call him a guide, okay? So this guide walks Ezekiel around, and the first thing that the guide does is he brings Ezekiel back to the temple. And when he gets there, they start to look around. And the first thing that catches Ezekiel's eyes is a trickle of water. How often do you notice a trickle of water? You notice it when it's somewhere that it isn't supposed to be. Whether it's a leaky faucet, a hole in your ceiling. I lived through hurricane season in South Florida. I know a trickle of water ain't a good thing. But that wasn't what the point is. The point was that there should not have been water coming up from underneath the temple. Ezekiel knew this. And then he knew it meant something. My friend, the point is this. So many great works of God start with just a trickle. If you want an example, look at the life of Jesus Christ. He was born as a baby. So many ministries throughout the world start with little more than a simple idea, just a trickle. I can list many examples, and I'm sure you could research many more. Maybe you're even thinking of some in your head of ways that you've seen God work in your own life that started with just a trickle. But I have to pose the question to you. Do you see this trickle? Yes, it's small. Yes, it might make you start to ask questions. But if you've accepted the fact that great works of God start with a small trickle, then you need to keep your eye on it, and you need to maintain the right perspective. As a church, we need to recognize the trickle. And instead of hindering any work of God because of our own skepticism or denial, we have to jump into this. What do I mean? What does this mean for you? Does God want us to take a step of faith? Does God want us to trust Him in a new way? Does God want you to lean on Him afresh? Does God want us to help make that trickle a full-blown stream? We need to recognize the trickle. Now notice how the trickle of water, it comes from the threshold of the temple. It comes from the south end of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. It comes from the south of the altar. In other words, it comes from the very center of the temple. The water is not trickling anywhere but from the center of the temple. What this guide is trying to show Ezekiel is that the water is coming from where God is. The water is water that, as we're going to read about here in just a few minutes, is a water that is going to bring life. It's going to bring healing. It's going to bring fruit and goodness to the area. It comes from where God is. This water that is going to bring life is not coming from a king's palace. It's not coming from any high-up army official. It's not coming from an emperor. I don't know if you're seeing this yet. The water that is going to bring life and change and healing is not coming from a local politician's office. It's not coming from the mayor's office. It's not coming from protests, riots, or cultural movements. It sure isn't coming from the White House. Can I get an amen, somebody? This water is coming from the church. This water that is to bring hope and healing is coming from the people of God with Christ being at the center. The prophetic word in the book of Ezekiel is a demonstration that change starts with Christ. Church, I want you to hear this. If you don't get anything out of my message today, and even this whole next 6 months, I want you to hear this. Nothing is a bigger threat to the enemy than a biblically sound church on a gospel-centered mission. Nothing is a bigger threat to the enemy than a biblically sound church on a gospel-centered mission. No government can get in the way of it. No censorship can stop it. And no law can stand against it. Jesus himself even said that the very gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Sure, you could tax it. Sure, you can attempt to close its doors under the guise of pandemic. Sure, you could try to tell them what to say and try to tell them what to do. But my friend, the church is in the very hand of God himself. And at the end of the day, the church doesn't survive under persecution. It thrives. So what does this look like for Hope Community Church? I see groups of people that use Hope Community Church as a hub for evangelism. Not your ordinary small group, but a group that is mission-focused and serves our communities right outside our front doors. I see people that get equipped with the gospel right here under our own roof and go out to be a light for the city of Lowell and beyond. Now, what I want you to remember as we continue on to read these next few verses is this. It started with just a trickle. Are you seeing it now? Just drops falling from the threshold coming from the temple. Let's read verses 3 through 6a. Going on eastward with a measuring line in his hand, the man measured 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water, and it was ankle deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was knee deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was waist deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be passed through. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Point number 2, hope for the city simply gets deeper. Hope for the city always gets deeper. So this guide begins to measure out 1,000 cubits, which is about 1/3 of a mile from the temple. And he then invites Ezekiel to step into the water with him. And Ezekiel does. This is important. This guide, or this man that was leading Ezekiel, excuse me, This man didn't simply point from a distance. He didn't just sit idly by and look at the river. He invited Ezekiel into the river to experience it for himself. Ezekiel was given a choice. He was invited into the river. Ezekiel knew that in order for him to see it for himself, to experience it, he had to step into it. My friend, you're invited to step in what God is doing here at Hope Community Church. And when I say that you're invited, it doesn't mean that you need to jump in the deep end and take leadership of certain ministries and go out and preach in the streets and preach from the pulpit. That's not what you are being invited into. If you want to do that, by all means, we'll make it happen. But you are being invited in to take part of what the Holy Spirit is doing right under here, right under our own roof here at Hope. You know, it's one thing to come in on Sundays and sit and enjoy the service and worship God from the pews. And this is a beautiful freedom that we have here in our country. But my friend, just as the river continues to get deeper, you are invited to take your faith to deeper levels. Maybe you're being called to start a small group. Maybe you're being called to start an evangelistic focused group. Maybe you're being called to join an already established group that needs help. Maybe you're being called to be the hands and feet of Jesus by serving in our kitchen. You're like, here he goes, he's making plugs. Maybe you're being called to help children and the next generation know and understand the gospel and who Jesus is. You know, so many times people think that serving in ministry is centered around mission trips and preaching at conferences, but you can be the hands and feet of Jesus by washing dishes right here at church. You can be the hands and feet of Jesus by helping to clean the church after hours and maybe helping Austin and his team with maintenance. You can be the hands and feet of your church by simply praying for your church and its leaders. D.L. Moody said it like this: there are many of us willing to do great things for the Lord, but few of us that are willing to do little things. Let me assure you that as we make this transition into two services, there are plenty of little things that are going to need to be done. And though you may not count that, though you may count them as small, the Lord will bless the work of your hands abundantly. How do I know that? Because Scripture says, Matthew 10:42, "And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." The work of the Holy Spirit, I believe the work of the Holy Spirit is not limited to just one city. I see years down the road, Hope serving in communities far beyond Lowell. I see Hope going on mission trips throughout the nation where we could bring the good news of the gospel to the inner cities where crime is through the roof. But it all starts with a trickle coming from where God's people are. My friend, do you see this? Hope does not run and hide. Hope takes the front line. Not in a lack of discernment type of way, but in a way that we are on fire for the gospel because of the change that it has brought in our own lives, and we can't help but share it to those that need it. And when we do this, the unbelieving world becomes curious. And the Holy Spirit moves in a way that we could never have expected otherwise. What's important for us to take note of is that this water is a river, a constantly flowing river, and a river that continues to deepen as it goes. Though it started as a trickle, it grows and it deepens. My friend, what you are part of right now at Hope is a small trickle of water, the very beginning of incredible things that are to come. God has set up this church with each one of you that are here in these chairs. God has set up this church for such a time as this. Though we're just a small trickle, God is calling us. God is calling us. Not me, not the elders, not the new council members. God is calling us to deepen our trust and our relationship with Him. You know, my prayer for Hope throughout this 2 and 2 vision, doubling the size of Hope Church in 2 years, is that those that are a part of this are also the part of the foundation of the church. Those that are all in for the mission of Hope, those that are on fire for the gospel, those that don't just stand on the sidelines, but rather deepen and grow with us as a church and as Christian people. I firmly believe this. God doesn't want His people standing still. Verse 6b through 12. "And He led me back to the bank of the river. As I went back, I saw on the bank of the river very many trees on the one side and on the other. And He said to me, 'This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down toward the Arabah and enters the sea. When the water flows into the sea, the water will become fresh. And wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be very many fish. For this water goes there that the waters of the sea may become fresh, so everything will live where the river goes.' Fishermen will stand beside the sea, from the En-Gedi to the En-Eglaim. It will be a place for the spreading of nets. Its fish will be of very many kinds, like the fish of the great sea, but its swamps and its marshes will not become fresh. They are to be left for salt. And on the banks, on both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month because the water for them flows from the sanctuary." Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. Point number three, hope for the city produces lasting change. Hope for the city produces lasting change. You now see this guide show Ezekiel what is happening to the river. If you look at the geography of this area, the Dead Sea of which this river flowed to, right? We just read that it flows into the Dead Sea. It's actually one of the saltiest bodies of water in the world. It's about 10 times as salty as the Pacific or the Atlantic Ocean. In fact, it's so salty that nothing can survive in it. Only minimal traces of bacteria and algae are able to survive. And if you look it up for yourself or if you've even been there, excuse me, you can see people floating in this lake, reading newspaper because of the density of the salt in the water. It's called the Dead Sea because it's dead. Nothing can live in it. Nothing can live off of it. But when the river that started as a trickle from the temple, it comes and it eventually flows into the sea, not only does the water become fresh for life, but it becomes fresh enough for an economy to thrive. You begin to see trees pop up and birds living amongst the trees. You see fishermen begin to fish off of what the sea is now allowing to flourish. All of this because of a river that started with a trickle. My friend, do you see this? Over the last 6 months, I have seen God provide for people at this church in ways that I can't even describe. Marriages being healed. People want to make commitments for the Lord. People multiple towns over wanting to hear the truth of God's word. Never in my life, I say this before, never in my life have I seen a work of God so evident and so tangible, yet so inviting and so simple. Now you're hearing this and you're asking yourself, man, this is incredible. I want to be a part of a church that wants to bring the gospel to our city and beyond. How do I step in? Well, hope for the city involves you and it involves me. God welcomes you and I into bringing the gospel to Lowell, Indiana. And my friend, let me tell you, you don't have to go to another country to be the hands and feet of Jesus. I want to personally invite you to be a part of what Hope is doing right now. Now, I know from experience that there are many here today that have walked through a lot of church hurt. Or you're just skeptical of people that are Christians because of what you have experienced in the past. Man, I get it. You have every reason to feel that way. But I want to challenge you with this. Give Hope a chance. Give Hope Community Church a chance. This church is filled with some of the most incredible and godly people that I have met in my walk with Christ. And you stepping in to serve is not just an opportunity for you to complete a task, but it's a chance for you to form a relationship. It's a chance for you to glorify God in what you do. Don't take this lightly. Pray about it. Fast about it. Discern if this is what God's will is for you. But do whatever you have to do to take this step properly in obedience. But whatever you have to do, do not reject God's call on your life. Now, let me give you context before I give you an action item. This past week, we were able to host some of the most, I believe, the most people we've ever had here at Hope. The children's ministry is overflowing with kids. Can I get an amen, Nakia? Yeah. More kids than her volunteers are able to teach the Bible to. Well. And then we have more and more people that are locking arms with Hope Church and membership because of our mission to bring the gospel to, to Lowell, Indiana. I'm not telling you this because we want to focus on the numbers. I'm telling you this because it is very evident that God is in our midst here at Hope Community Church, and we all get a chance to be a part of it. It's so important that as we continue this growth, that we have volunteers in place to help serve those coming in our doors. One of the biggest issues that the church is facing in the West is a lack of people wanting to get involved. Let hope be unique. Let us be an anomaly. How much of a blessing would it be to have the problem of not needing more volunteers? To be able to focus on gospel-centered preaching and raising up our children and the next generation to glorify God. How much more of a blessing would it be to focus not on the people, but on the people? Let hope be unique. Knowing each and every week that we have all in followers of Jesus raising their hands saying, God, use me to serve your church would be such a blessing. Now, I totally understand this. And listen, I totally understand that there are people that want to be approached and you want to be asked personally. That's what I'm doing right now. I am personally asking you to step into to the Lord's call on your life to serve Him at Hope Community Church. Now, what I want to do is this. Dawn had gotten all of our volunteer leaders on the same page to be here so that you can see face to face who these people are that are leading the charge at Hope Community Church and need each one of us here to step into these areas. So I'm gonna rattle them off and I'm gonna ask them to stand. And I'll give you a brief snippet of what they do. Jackie Franz oversees our Mothers for Hope ministry. Mothers for Hope is a ministry that allows young moms to have fellowship with one another while even providing child care so the moms can step away from the kids and deepen their faith and knowledge of the Bible. It's a fantastic ministry that she is leading, and she needs help. So that's Jackie. If you see, go. She's going to be in the back after church. Yeah, we can clap. And please see her if she would like to get in touch with you. Mrs. Linda Oppenheis. Yes. Linda oversees our kitchen along with Miss Nancy Wallstrom and others. And man, if you have been at Hope for like a month, you know how much of a blessing our kitchen ministry is here. And again, she leads the charge in that, provides fellowship and so much else. And she needs help all the time. She's like, we need volunteers. We want to do this. We want to do that. But we need more help. The things we would be able to do if we had support with what she's doing would be absolutely incredible. Thank you, Linda. Dom Franz, our new deacon. Dom oversees our tech booth here in the back. He oversees the slides and the lyrics and everything that you see up on these televisions, as well as the sound for our worship service. He only gets recognized when something goes wrong. But don't let that deter you from serving with him. He needs help too, every week. They have a group of people that are here putting these slides up every single Sunday, and they want to be able to do more and add more to what they do, but they need people. If that's your area of service, your gifting, your calling, see Dom after church. And my friend Austin Van Proyen. I know you don't want to stand. You can stand really quick, and then you can sit back down. Austin oversees the building, the facility, they call it buildings and grounds. He fixes things that get broken before you even realize they are. He makes sure the parking lot is in good shape. He makes sure the walls are painted. You can sit down. He makes sure the walls are painted. He just helped to plow the path of renovating a classroom in the children's area, and it's gorgeous. Go check it out when you get time. But he can never have enough help. There's stuff that's always needing to be fixed and cleaned and painted, and if you want to do that, if that's your area of expertise, ask Austin. Okay, Nakia. Yay, Nakia oversees through high school, and you can imagine all that involves. We just added another classroom. It's just about finished within the next couple weeks. And as we go to two services, we need that many more volunteers to help disciple these kids and teach them the Bible as they go on and try to live out the gospel in this culture. That is a challenge in and of itself. But Nakia is helping to not just lead the children, but also parents that are raising their children in the way they should go. So Nakia needs all the help she can get. And she is here, and she would be more than happy to take your information. Thanks, Nakia. Debbie and Tom Ohm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man. You know, they call this, my generation call, this is a power couple right here. These two oversee the care, we call it care ministry of our church. I mean, they keep their hands and eyes on just about every single person here at Hope, whether someone dealing with sickness, the birth of a child, death in the family, or they just need some encouragement. Debbie's cooking all the time, and Tom is watching, and then bringing the food to the people that need it. But seriously, they do. I think they were able to reach over 90-something appointments last year alone, and their team is minimal, and they could use all the help they can get to. Miss Bonnie Sherman, she's in the back. Can Rob stand up on her behalf? So Rob's bride, Bonnie, oversees the prayer ministry. That's good. Thank you. And she's up here often at the end of service praying, and she also leads those that are up here praying, gets them on the schedule, oversees the prayer email that goes out, and so much more. She's on top of it. Whenever something comes into me that needs to be sent out, she's the first person I text, but she needs help too. If you have the gift of prayer and you want to use it here at Hope, please see her. They're all going to be at the back, but she can use prayer warriors to come alongside of her. Prayer is such an integral part of our church. And finally, last but certainly not least, Miss Katie Green. So obviously Katie oversees the worship ministry here at our church, and she needs help with vocalists, with instrumentalists, is that the right word? And anyone else that has the gift of leading worship here at our church, she is more than open and more than willing to talk with you about what that could look like and how you could use it. Of course, we always are wanting to do more, but we're limited to how many people that we have to help. So please, thank you, Katie. Yes, let's give it up again. So we're going to have each one of these people, these leaders, in the back lobby after service today with a clipboard to take your information. And my friend, let me tell you that if you give them your information, you better answer your phone. And you better respond to that email. Because we need each and every one of you to bring the gospel to Lowell, Indiana, to glorify God through Hope Community Church. If you know how to wash a dish, if you have a heart for the next generation, if you can help with the maintenance of the church grounds, whatever gift that the Lord has given you, maybe it's something that's brand new, now is your opportunity to use it for His glory. My friend, join us. Join Hope Community Church as we bring the gospel of Lowell, Indiana, and beyond, and watch that trickle of water become a free-flowing river that we all get to jump in. Let's pray. God, we come before you thanking you for the work that you have already done through this church, for this almost 7 years of Hope Community Church and its rich history of proclaiming the gospel and caring for the city. God, allow us to stay in step with your Spirit. Convict those that are here. Give them a desire to serve you, to be your hands and feet here at Hope, so that we can continue to be a biblically sound church with a gospel-centered ministry. And God, allow us to glorify you, not just at church, but throughout our weeks, throughout our days, in the areas that you have called us to. We love you. It's in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.